What's up, guys? Blah, blah, blah. Welcome back. I don't know what I'm saying.
Burr, burr, burr.
Welcome back to the final hour here of week number three of R&D Pendergren. Steven, what is melancholy?
Oh, man. So, real quick, just about female knights. I am allowing female knights, even though, like, the core rulebook just kind of doesn't address them at all. It says, like, you can do female knights.
Yeah, it has a bit about them, and they get treated very differently, and The reason why I want to play female knight.
That's not female knights. That's female normal females.
Ah, okay.
A female knight, I'm going to actually treat you just like any other knight. And part of the reason that I want to do that is people, like, even the Pendergen book is like, hey, realism, you know, like, it's important these stories are realistic. But
I'm curious, like, if you would rather play it up as, like, just a lady or in less of a knight and maybe make some kind of story where they have to, like, take me somewhere. And
if you want to play a lady, then that would be totally cool. We could definitely work that in.
I don't know, whatever works for you. I think it'd be neat to play a female knight or just to see how that plays out in this story. Because it is very different. Like, they actually have rules based on, like, if you are a female player. And I'm sure Steven can kind of talk about it a little bit more in depth. But I'm curious as to see how that plays out in this story.
Yeah. Like, I think as a knight, if you want to be a knight, I'm just going to have you be, like, a normal knight. Because to me, it's like, hey, how dedicated are we to realism in a system where we just fought a griffin? And, like, you know, all right,
yeah,
it's fine. So melancholy is a mental disorder that, when it manifests, causes the victim to be overwhelmed by grief. He or she may fall to the ground, weeping aloud, lamenting losses and ill luck, and crying out from deep emotional pain. So, Sir Emrys, which of those would you say accurately describes your situation right now?
Can you read them again? I heard crying and pain, shouting out. What was the other one?
Yeah, basically any large vocal display of grief.
I would say for Emrys, it's actually just opening up his helmet. But no, I'll like fall to my knees and shout. Was it Ronald?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Exclaim Ronald's name. Like maybe curse at God for taking Ronald from us or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So a knight lost in such morose feelings is both useless and dangerous. If undisturbed, he will remain moping about, sobbing, eating badly, muttering to himself, and generally ignoring the rest of the world. If disturbed by a man, the knight will fly into a violent rage, letting his misery explode without regard to the identity of the offender. The melancholic knight is inspired during this, having a +10 to whatever combat skill he uses. After 1d6 rounds of combat, the rage subsides and the knight becomes aware of whatever he has done. If a woman disturbs the melancholic knight, he won't awaken from his misery, but he can be led around by her and be tended as if he were a sick pet until he awakens.
You're a sick pet.
The knight naturally awakens from melancholy on his own, but it requires a number of weeks equal to the passion that provoked the dismal mental state. It is possible to intentionally and abruptly awaken a melancholic knight, or even a mad one, or the one lost in the senseless bliss of love that overcomes amorous knights. It is dangerous, and knights ought to be armored. They are going to be attacked without warning. It is impossible for them to react in time. The idea is to shock the victim out of his state with an abrupt, mentally or emotionally provocative statement. He will fly into a rage, but calm down within 1d6 rounds. So, yes, I think that until, like, tomorrow morning, Sir Emrys is not going to fly into any rages or anything like that.
Okay.
But on the morrow, he will be truly melancholic and will need to either be snapped out of it or, you know, like, engaged in combat by one of you male knights. Or maybe you can find some strange unknown female knight waiting in the wings who can simply lead him around like a sick pet for a little while. So, yeah, you guys managed to find your way back to town by the morning. The feast, of course, is over by the time you make it back to the castle. It sounds like it was an amazing feast. There were chickens stewed in ale sauce. There were game hens stuffed with egg yolks and parsley. There was a massive roast boar that Sir Lancoth brought back with his hunting party. There was a pork almond and wine stew. There were a number of braces of roasted conies. It sounds like it was just a mouth-watering evening. But as soon as you come back to the gates of Castle Terrabil, Earl Roderick is immediately out, ready to receive you and welcome you back. And are you guys, like, how are you bringing back this massive beast that you slew?
Well, do I have any control over what I'm doing?
You are sad, useless, and potentially dangerous.
Okay, so I'm just moping around. I guess I didn't help bring back the beast.
Probably not. You were probably just kind of like kicking the dirt around on the ground and, you know, cursing God. What was the passion you were trying to invoke? Honor?
Honor, yes. For the death of Ronald.
Right, yeah, and you were just like, you were just so overcome by Sir Ronald's death that you're completely incomprehensible now. Okay. Sir Quinn, how about you and Sir Philip? Did you guys manage to rig something up to bring this guy back?
Yes, well, we carved what we could, obviously such a huge beast as it was. But more importantly, we also took the head.
Absolutely. Very important. So you bring back the head of this massive beast and some of the meat from the griffin. And you make it back to the castle walls, and they open up the gates and they shout out your names and announce your presence. And Earl Roderick comes out immediately, and he says, "Ah, Sir Quinn, tell us what has happened. Where have you been all night?"
Our hunt did not go quite as we had planned, and in our failure to find and capture a boar for tonight's feast, we stumbled across this mystical beast, and I hold up the griffin's head, and I said, although we were able to slay the beast, thanks to the mighty knights in our battalion, we did have one fall.
And everybody turns and looks at the dead body of Sir Ronald, and everybody goes quiet. And they say, and what of the special tale of Sir Ronald and this lady love that he spoke of?
Well,
it seems there's a palpable air of sorrow.
Yes, absolutely. And sort of silence, as we all know that will never be.
Has one of you recovered the bauble from Sir Ronald's corpse?
I'm pretty even.
No, I'm not yet. I suppose we should.
It's up to you.
You mean from the fairy?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think that would be appropriate.
Okay. Yeah. Is it you, Quinn?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Yes. So now you have in your inventory a small crystal bauble, which when thrown into water will summon Hot Redhead. Earl Roderick turns to you, Sir Quinn, and he says, Sir Quinn, it seems as though you were a good friend to Sir Ronald. Do you know how Sir Ronald would like to be treated in death?
We didn't really talk about... Well, Sir Ronald would appreciate the most honorable services that we could possibly provide, and as for Sir Ronald's love interest, we'll take care of that when the time comes.
Yes, I heard Sir Ronald's tale from the other night. It sounds like he was carrying quite a torch for this woman he met in the woods. Now, Sir Ronald was a pagan, was he not?
That's correct.
Very well. We shall build a mighty bonfire and send his spirit to the heavens.
Sir Roderick. Earl Roderick.
Thank you, Sir Quinn. Sir Quinn.
Yes.
I note that Sir Emrys, he looks a little distraught.
He was, for he was fighting in Ronald's good name, and although the beast was slain, I'm afraid that our good knight may have just suffered some shock from the battle and the loss of Sir Ronald. And so for the time being, we do what we can to help him, but he may not be himself for a while.
Sir Quinn, and Earl Roderick puts his arm around your shoulder. He says, I know that knights are a passionate breed. They tend to react emotionally to many situations. Would you like us to prepare a special tower to keep Sir Emrys in until he recovers? Or would you like us to prepare for...
Am I hearing this conversation?
Yes.
Oh, I just speak up and it's like very angrily just say, I don't need a fucking tower.
You know, Earl Roderick sort of like glances at you and looks at Sir Quinn and says, quick, come this way. We should leave this place. And so like the two of you and the body get borne inside. And just as Sir Emrys is about to cross the threshold, the portcullis just sort of closes slowly right in front of him. And yes, so I think it's time for us to do, well, it doesn't make sense to do end of year stuff. There's actually a lot more that happens this year. I didn't expect our first tournament to quite take 2 hours to get through. So
let's not close the year if it's not over.
No, I was going to have next year also be year 492 and see a little more of the story of what is going on. But in the meantime, why don't you tell me, do you want to, oh yeah, actually, so, there is a wedding. There is King Uther's wedding. Do you guys want to try and, wake Sir Emrys out of his sorrow?
What would be required of us as knights?
So you can try to snap him out of it by testing against a passion or trait that you think will interface well with the passion that he failed on, so his honor. So that could be someone's love of family, someone's honor, or someone's like justice or valorousness or something like that.
Do you want to get this one, Quinn?
Yeah. Well, so I don't necessarily test against my passion. I test against what? So one of my traits?
So basically, you choose any passion that you think will like shock his sense of honor. And you test against your passion in order to see... and then he tests against his passion in opposed resolution. If you win, then the condition is ended and the victim snaps out of it. If the victim wins, then he flies into a rage and attacks the healer. If a tie, then nothing happens. of course, it's if you choose to roll against a passion, then if you fail, then it's the same as any passion roll. You become melancholy.
A question then. Is it possible for me to roll against my vengeful? To like, I want to literally slap him to like, this needs to end.
I think that makes sense. And maybe vengefulness is an affront to his sense of honor. And therefore, it's likely to shock him out of his morose, you know, brooding over the course of his honor.
Yes.
First of all, Emrys, you need to reduce your honor by one.
The fuck?
Who knew? Just slapping a knight in the face. That's it.
Yep. Okay, so are you wearing armor, Sir Quinn?
Well, I'm wearing what I was wearing in my hunting.
Oh, you should probably rest before you... before...
Bless you.
Oh, no. You should probably rest before you try to snap him out of it.
Really? I took no damage. I'm like...
Yeah, but you've been up all night wandering lost through the forest.
Then we shall. We'll Philip, if it's okay with you, Sir Philip, we will go. We will try to take care of Emrys in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. So you take a rest and let me see here. Yes. Over the course of the afternoon, Sir Ulfius, the king's diplomatic liaison, arrives with news that there's to be a wedding at Tintagel, Of Igraine's three daughters, Morgaz, Elaine, and Morgan, the king has decided that the first two are of marriageable age and will be wed in a double wedding on the 1st of May in a couple weeks' time. Everybody at Castle Terrabil is invited to attend, including the three of you. The next day, after you're well-rested, you manage to make your way outside the Castle Terrabil and find where Emrys has been moping about under a rock. He's got, like, dirt all over his armor. It looks like he ate, like, some cake of peat or something like that. His mouth is all smeared with dirt. He's got tracks of tears all down his cheeks where his eyes are red, and he's still crying. He just looks incredibly forlorn. And his horse, Emrys, what's the name of your horse?
Did I write that down? No, I didn't. Let's call it, call him Pluckers.
Pluckers. Your horse Pluckers stands nearby, plucking lumps of sweet clover from the hillside. So, Sir, not Philip, Sir
Quinn.
Yes, you wanted to try and snap him out of it. Yes, are you wearing armor now?
I'm wearing my normal chain. Yes.
Excellent. So you wanted to try and use your vengeful in order yes. to shock him out.
By observation, I mean, as he's moping around, I assume that his sword is sheathed or it's not even on him.
It's sheathed. It's okay. It's on his side. Now, your vengeful is 17. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
I want to slap the shit out of this guy.
Okay, so Emrys, roll against your honor, and Quinn, roll against your vengeful.
Okay. Right. Oh my god!
Okay.
Quinn!
I'm successful.
So, Emrys.
God damn it.
You fly into a rage.
Yeah, I'm just like, did you come to talk to me about my sister, you motherfucker? I'm just going to attack him.
Nice. Okay, so, yeah, you are inspired during this combat. You gain a plus 10 to whatever combat skill you use. After 1d6 rounds of combat, the rage subsides, and you become aware of whatever you have done. So, Sir Emrys, would you roll 1d6?
Okay. Three.
Three rounds. All right. Emrys. Okay, so what are you guys going to do on your first round of combat? Emrys whips out the sword from his sheath and shouts a curse to the heavens.
And what do I get?
I.
What's my bonus or whatever, Steven?
You get plus 10 to your sword skill.
Okay. So that's, I'm already clearing by, I have 16, so is it D10 plus 6?
Yes, okay. D20 plus 6. Yeah.
D20, so
yeah.
How does that work for like dodging? Or does it just not?
To try and dodge, you just test against your dexterity. You
but
can
I
do
still,
nothing else.
But how does that work if I pass, then and he...
If you pass, then you dodge his attack.
No matter what.
Yes. But fantastic. You get to do nothing else during that round.
Great.
Okay.
I will use this failure to teach this knight a lesson, and maybe these sword strikes will inspire him. I will simply dodge all of his attacks.
All right, so...
Just go blow for blow?
Rounds? Sir Emrys, go ahead.
For three rounds, right?
Oh, for three rounds. Yep. 11.
That's a success. And go ahead and try to dodge, Sir Quinn.
8.
That's a success. So yes. Sir Emrys brings his sword cleaving down, and Sir Quinn leaps backwards, dodging out of the way. This is infuriating, Sir Emrys. Would you make another attack?
18. Success.
Nice. Quinn?
9.
Okay, that's a success. Last round, let's see if you manage to, like, lop off Sir Quinn's head or something.
Come on, 20. 14. Still success.
Wait, come on, 20? What the, wait, what the fuck?
Come on, Emrys!
Oh! Okay, Emrys, you hit. and you deal your full damage. So what?
Wait,
that's 5d6.
How are you doing this?
I don't. I never roll 20.
Can
ever.
I use your account when I play with my friends,
dude? Yes, you can because this has to be broken.
So I'm not. Am I rolling crit or am I rolling just hit?
It's normal because you only rolled a 14 and your skill is a 20 right now. So
okay, 21 damage.
Okay, so minus the 14, no, minus 10. It's Quinn. You take 11 damage from this blow.
Right.
And I snap out of it.
Yes. Now, finally, here at the end of these blows, you come to the realization of what you were about to do, recognizing that you were probably about to murder Sir Quinn. Sir Quinn, what's your total hit points is 22. What's your major wound? It's 12. Okay, so you didn't take a major wound. Woo! That was more than double your size. So, yeah. Emrys just knocked Sir Quinn straight to the ground.
But don't I get to roll for that?
No, because the damage before armor was more than double your size.
Oh, I see.
So therefore, you just got knocked down. No test. But just as he was about to strike a killing blow, he came to his senses and realized what he'd done. Sir Emrys, how do you feel about all this?
So I see Quinn on the ground in front of me, and I realize I have a sword. Okay. Just like, I look at Quinn, I'm just like, I'm sorry, friend, but you killed my sister. And you came to me in a moment of grief. I didn't know how I was acting. Or that I was acting in the first place.
It was a horse that killed your sister, not me, but the silly Rouncy that happened to buck her off in some midsummer's night eve. But more importantly, you need to look within yourself, Knight, and realize that Sir Ronald would not have appreciated you acting in such a manner. And I and Sir Philip were man enough to try to snap you from this ridiculous trance in which you are in. We're just glad you're back, Knight.
I just bow to him, or like nod my head. I don't say anything after that. I'm slightly embarrassed.
Do you hug?
Knight hug.
Knight hug. All right.
Yeah, sure. We knight hug.
Beautiful. Okay, so Earl Roderick comes to you as you enter the castle again, and he has Sir Philip with him. And he says, he says to you, yes, I've been meaning to find the three of you. It's truly a disaster what has happened with Sir Ronald. But this evening we will send his body to the heavens in a great blaze. Listen, it would be well and good for you to attend the weddings of Morgause and Elaine. But after that, I would like to let you free. You may either stay here for the summer at Terrabil under the command of Sir Thabert of Marlborough. If you choose to stay here, your time will be more carefully controlled, but you will be in the eyes of the court, and you may encounter some important and unique individuals who can further your career as knights of the realm. Or at your choice, you may return to Salisbury, as I intend to do with my wife, Ellen, who I don't know if I have made this known to you yet, but we are expecting a child.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I am delighted. I hope to further my line by fathering a son and make Lady Jenna proud. Anyway, if you choose to return to Salisbury, you will be free to choose your own course of action for the summer. Please do give it some thought over the coming weeks and let me know what you decide.
Well, what do you think, men?
Where was the first location?
Here at Castle Terrabil, where you will remain under the command of Sir Thabert of Marlborough.
I'd like to, you know, excuse ourselves to chat amongst each other.
Of course,
possible.
Of course. And Earl Roderick wanders and strides back to the bailey of the castle.
I'm just looking at the two of you and seeing how you respond.
I'd like to stay at the castle. It seems like a life. Seems a like greater things will come to us here. We can go. I mean, there's always more time to go home and rest for the summer, but I feel as if something in the air almost tells me, it compels me to stay.
Steven, how far away is where Jenna is from where we are versus where Salisbury is?
Oh, did you want to ask Earl Roderick about
Jenna? Yes, absolutely.
He mentions that she came in for the feast last night and that she is here at the Castle Terrabil now and will be returning with him in a few weeks' time after the wedding of Elaine and Margaz.
Perhaps we should at least stay a little while, Sir Philip.
That's what I'm saying. We should stay.
Yes. A while.
Yes.
I tell the, or I speak up and say, I have no ties to any land except my home. So if you guys wish to stay, then I shall stay with you.
Excellent.
Very well. Let's call it there for the evening, and we'll pick up next session in year 492 as well.
Cool.
And we'll see what happens for the rest of the year.
Awesome. So we'll just do some shout outs here and close out the show. Wheat, why don't you go ahead?
You man, what
sister
a
slaying
crazy
son of a bitch.
Show. Yes, I know. And you got a little bit of revenge for that. So I hope you appreciated it. I love the fact that I failed so much, yet we still got to face a griffin. Maggie, I'm really sorry that you died. I don't know how I escaped that one. Rolling that 1d6 was like the best thing in the world to run away in terror. So, guys, had a blast. Thanks for tuning into another episode of R&D. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, etc. Just add DJ Wheat at the end. And I can't wait for more.
Cool. I didn't have it on the right sheet. So there's all the stuff, guys. You can follow it there instead of trying to decipher what we just said. Maggie, go ahead and do some shout outs.
Oh, man. I'm sad that Ronald died, but at least you guys got to hear his lovely poem for his love. And I'm excited to see where this next night shall go and how she shall fare in this exciting world of Pendragon. And if you guys want to check out all the things that I do, you can go to margaretcrone.com. That's where all my stuff is. I do all kinds of things, anime, game development, gaming, all that kind of stuff. I'm actually going to be streaming right after this at twitch.tv/luperza. And you can also follow me on Twitter, which is right there. That's where all the things happen. So I hope to see you guys again next week right here for more Pendragon action.
Sweet. Neil.
Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm going to be off for the rest of today, but I think I might be involved in a stream tomorrow. I don't know. Other than that, you know, normal stuff. Check me out on Twitter for all the updates with everything. Twitter.com/Koibuzero. And see you guys next week for more Pendragon.
Hold on. There's my mouse. Steve, do some shout outs.
Yeah. So thanks to you guys for playing. Thanks to everybody for watching. So I'm on the forums over at Eternal Crusade, and every once in a while someone sends me a message, and it's quite common that someone says, hey, you know, like, I've been watching your role-playing games and that's super awesome and I'm having a really good time. And this poster, Romulus, asked me if I could do a shout out to his friend Josh Mattson. So Josh, thank you for watching, and that goes for everybody who watches. We really appreciate having you guys around, and it's just really flattering to me that you guys so consistently seem to love what we do here. Speaking of Eternal Crusade, I'm going to PAX East two weekends from now, where I'll be there for roleplay and for Eternal Crusade as well. So if you're curious about it, if you're going to be there, you should come and find me and talk to me about it. I'll have lots of information to deliver. We're also starting a founders program for Eternal Crusade in a couple of months. So I'll be trying to make sure I have more information on that to be able to start delivering to you guys over the course of time. So that's all I have for today. Thank you all. Oh, I will do a Q&A on r/itmejp. So come check it out if you have any questions about the show.
Awesome stuff. As for me, I'll do most of my shout outs after we close out the show here. I do think we're going to be playing Solemn tomorrow since everyone is busy for the rest of the week. Unfortunately, I'm not going to post 3 hours worth of content in a single VOD on YouTube, so you guys just aren't going to be caught up. I'm sorry about that. There's not much I can do about that. But Twitch subscribers, I should probably watch all of it tonight because I think we're going to be doing it at 2 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. I'll try to get more confirmation before the night ends on that, but that's all I've got. So we will see you guys next week. We're out.
Don't roll 20.